Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
9:45, quarter till 10. Sometimes people tell you things and they resonate with you and you can remember exactly where you were. Charlie Molosson told me in person, I can remember exactly where I was. And he said, you know, there's different kinds of politicians. Some of them see which way, some of them are true leaders and others see which way the crowd is headed, then jump in front and call themselves a leader. Well, the person, Cynthia Lee Sheng, that's about to come on is the person that is not the latter. She's the one that truly has a vision for things and decides to lead people that way. Sometimes it's not very well received at the beginning, but after it's over, people change their mind, right? And that's what happened with Jefferson Parish Recreation Reimagined. And look, you took a lot of heat, but nobody's complaining now with the pickleball courts, are they, Cynthia Lee Sheng?
No, thank you. Thank you for remembering all that, Tommy.
That's true.
It's been a couple years. It's true. It takes some time to build it up and see our vision. And I think the pickleball courts is exactly the vision that we saw for Recreation Reimagined.
What is
thank
it
you
that,
for
that,
remembering.
Well, tell me what it is. I'm a fan of yours. You know that. Tell me what it is that that made you realize pickleball was the way to go. I'm curious about this.
It was not me. It was my team. It was when Recreation Reimagined was being discussed back in 2021.
Something else that makes you a great leader.
They knew the trend.
Something else that makes you a great leader. You always give credit to your team. I got to point that out.
No, it was all our team. I didn't even know pickleball. I don't think I heard about it then. It was a funny sounding name of a sport. Mm-hmm. And I remember going out to the, you know, community group saying, you know, we want places for pickleball, and I would almost get booed. But I think our recreation team knew what was going on around the country.
You did get booed.
Yeah, I definitely got booed. I definitely got booed. But I think our recreation team saw the trends going around the country and said, this is a fast, you know, growing sport. It really is. The growth in this sport has been tremendous. And because of their vision, you know, back in 2021, now, right when it's really getting hot, especially in this area, we're delivering, you know, a beautiful 9-court outdoor complex with the cover. Councilman Bonanno's district, he funded us for the cover, so we can play in the shade. And I only picked up the sport about a year and a half ago, and I'm an addict, you know that, so yeah. I've told you that. So, and it really is exciting, and it's what we've done at that facility is more than just bring the infrastructure there. The way we've set it up, and when I travel to Houston, I've traveled to Miami, I've looked at how things are done. Everywhere I've traveled in the past year, I've taken the time to go play pickleball to see how it's set up. And we are doing, we bring the community together. So there's something different going on at this court. It's because it's about the people, and we're bringing the community together. And this sport has such incredible growth because you play with people that you've never met before. I mean, of course, you can go get a rental and you can just play with your three friends, but really it's this open play way of how we play the sport that makes a community about it. And I wanted our place to recognize that and play that way.
Well, hang on a second.
You just can come by yourself and get a game with other people.
Let me make a note here. Ask Jordan, the book psychiatrist, about why pickleball becomes a cult. Okay, I just want to make that note to myself.
It's a cult.
Let's talk
it
about
really
the
facility.
Where is the facility? Tell me about the facility. Where is it, and how do people go about playing and all that stuff?
Yeah, the facility is at our Mike Miley Playground, but it's in the back. You go down David Drive and you turn down Saints Drive near Airline, and you will get to the sort of the back of the Mike Miley complex, and it's near, very close to our Rio Lario Special Needs Center. So if people are familiar with that site, and it's covered courts, you park on Eisenhower, and look, I mean, if you go in the day and there's not a lot of courts being used, you can just go on a court and play like you would a tennis court. You and your friends can just go there, you can drill. But once it gets crowded
drill?
And when something special happens, drill, like, you know, do your practices. And then, but once it gets crowded, something special happens, and we go to this, what we call a bucket system, where you form a queue, and you just put your paddle, and then we've added another aspect, which is really popular with our players. I think we're the first in the area to do it. You put your paddle in a bucket that's based on your skill level. So are you a beginner, you're just starting, are you an intermediate player, are you high intermediate, or are you advanced?
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And that gets everybody the game that they want. That gets everybody the fun game. It's always more fun to play with people at your skill level. And so it's kind of a chronological cue, but it's kind of a cue based on skill level. It's a bucket. Mm-hmm. And once you get four people in your bucket and a court's available, you go play with maybe three people you've never met before, and you become fast friends. That's the beauty of this sport. It's why I think all of us, I think it is why it's a cult, because it brings about your friend groups and a social network. And, you know, I started playing at the Exchange in New Orleans, and I quickly made some of my best friends in the world at that facility. So I think that's why everybody's so in love with the sport.
Ask and then, psychiatrist.
And then, Tommy.
Hang on a second. Ask psychiatrist why drill is part of the cult. Okay, go ahead.
And then we have, I saw it in Miami, we have a challenge court, which is the center court, court number 5. Mm-hmm. Normally the other courts, you have four players come on and four players off, and it goes kind of quickly, 15-minute games. But the challenge court, we have the winner stays. And it's the winning team gets to stay if they can stay as long as they can. Some teams that are really good, they get tired and they have to kind of concede the court. But I think that brings us the best games. It's right in the center, so anybody can challenge, but it tends to be a very advanced game. And so while the rest of us are waiting for our games, we're watching incredible pickleball right in the middle of the complex. And that lends to that community atmosphere, and it lends to us watching a better game and understanding what we have to work on in our own game. It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. So.
How can this expand in the parish, maybe to the West Bank? Or wait, it's on the West, East Bank now. What about the West Bank?
We have facilities all over. This is our first truly dedicated pickleball complex. But really, the success of this just within the last week has gotten everybody saying, where's the next one going to be? Mm-hmm. I would love it if, you know, our growth in Jefferson Parish with our economy is sports tourism. So I'm always thinking, if we're going to do a sports facility, let's go big so we can get a regional tournament or a national tournament. And now they get to visit the great city of New Orleans and all their tourism. They get to stay in our hotels. They get to spend money at our restaurants, go to our shopping malls. So that's, I always want to build so we can land a national tournament or a regional tournament. So we'll see. We'll discuss it, but we certainly want more. We play pickleball all around the parish, but we play it kind of on tennis courts, or we play it inside in gyms. But, yeah, I think the conversation is that, you know, there's a lot of growth in the sport, and we want to offer this as a service to our folks. And look, we want our pickleball businesses to do well too. So I tell our business owners, I know I'm all like, I'm making new players for us to grow the whole pie. You know, I see our facility is really bringing new players into fold because it's free play. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, you know, we have Pickleplex that just opened in Jefferson Parish. We're about to get a Pickler, which is a national pickleball club. We're going to get our first one in Elmwood. So we're really seeing, you know, real expansion in this sport right now.
I'm going to have some people go over there and pick you up and deprogram you.
I know.
No, I'm just teasing. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. There's a lot of people
look,
like me, Tommy.
No, I know.
Everybody knows somebody who's crazy about pickleball.
Everybody I know, I've had people I've worked with. Once you get on this, man, I'm telling you, it hooks you. And I just think that you're to be commended for looking ahead years in the future, as you did, reimagining this. Nothing just happens, whether it's chairs at a PTA meeting or pickleball courts. Kudos to you for doing this, and I presume there are plans to expand it throughout the parish. Yes.
Yes, okay. We definitely. But come on out. If you've never played before, come on out. We have ambassadors who will help you learn this sport. We want this to be open to everyone. This is about a community and making new players.
Who's the best pickleballer?
Stop thinking about it and come on out.
Who's the best pickleballer in Jefferson Parish government?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about
maybe
that.
You?
I'm not going to.
Maybe you?
I don't know. But let me tell you, we have some kids that are going to play that are going to make it national. I know it. And they're out there all the time. They're about 14 and 15 years old. I'm talking about Christian and Austin. We have some kids that I am looking forward to watching on the national stage. And hopefully we'll have a lot of fan base here for them.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Go play pickleball. Goodbye. Cynthia Lee Shang, Parish President. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.